Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, people, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Right? What do I say? If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. We don't want that. I want to make sure that you've got the information. And look at the people I brought on. Look at the people that can help you figure this out. You know, and again, if you do have the information you need, then you can make all kinds of changes. You could do all kinds of things that'll help, well, you know, save the country, save your city, save your state. I don't understand. I really don't understand what the problem is. Come on, get informed, get engaged. Stop sitting on a couch, drooling all over yourself. You know, I love that line, by the way. I'm not giving it up. Too bad. So again, you know, saying to you, you got the info, you know the people to tune into, you know the people to listen to, and you will make a difference. I guarantee it. I have to calm down after that. You really got to check out the book over on Amazon.com. The AJ writes, I've known him for years, The Woking Dead, How Society's Vogue Virus Destroys Our Culture. And grab it up on Amazon. I know, it makes me nuts. But really, seriously, it's the only place we can get some of this out. And there's a lot happening in D.C. You don't, you hear about little bits and pieces of this stuff, but you don't really hear about it in total. So, again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. You know, you saw, last night in the, it was last night, so stop it. Don't look at me like that. Primaries, the Trump, what's making the regular, I don't want to call them regular Republicans, the rank and file Republicans, what's making them crazy, frankly and honestly, is the fact that Donald Trump is winning these things. Donald Trump's people, the people he's putting up there, are winning these things. And the rank and file, you know, the Mitch McConnells of the world are having a heart attack over it. They can't stand it. So I really do think it's nuts for them to keep pushing it. They're talking about not funding some of the winners, not helping some of the winners. Are they for real? I don't know. We bite ourselves. I've seen it in California here. We bite ourselves on a regular basis out here. Right? When we should be working together, when we should try to be working things out, Republicans, if you're not the guy that they want, if you're not doing things the way they want them done, we know who they are. Do I have to really tell you who they are? People in our party that want things done a certain way? If you're not doing what they want you to do, how they want you to do it, then you're done. Really, you're done. They won't back you. They won't support you. They won't do anything to help you win. I went through my school board race years gone by. And basically what it was that I wouldn't fall in line with the power brokers at the time. So I was told to go pound sand for all intents and purposes. And I wasn't going to have it. So I did it anyway. Anyway, 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. We're back. You know, again, Steve will be on in a few minutes. And, but we got to talk about this because this, it just gets funnier and funnier and funnier. Right? I mean, it's just amazing. And here you have Gavin Newsom outwardly still telling people, you know, electric cars is the way to go. Electricity is the way to go. And it's the only way we're going to be able to survive. We can't have all this, these carbon fuels. It's just disgusting. It's just terrible. We shouldn't be doing this. And then what happens? He secretly signs an order to keep a nuclear power plant open because, why? Because they can't keep up with the electrical needs of the people in this country. I mean, in the state. So again, they can't get it straight, and he thinks he's a wonderful governor. He thinks he's got everything together. It's always just amazing to me. Like I said, they're self-unaware. They have no clue as to what's going on. Absolutely none. Speaking of Newsom, I know you weren't, but I am. He goes out of his way to start calling GOP governors bullies. Doesn't think about what he's done. So he's denouncing Republican governors of other states, particularly Ron DeSantis of Florida, Greg Abbott of Texas. Calls them all bullies. Right? Because of their, listen, not because of anything else other than their abortion and gay rights stances. That's it. Those two things. Because those are the only two things that make a country run. That's it. Right? He's run ads critical of the two governors. He donated $100,000 to DeSantis' challenger, Charlie Crist. And at the very least, Newsom is raising his national political profile. He wants to run for president. And I have said on the show, you got me in saying, if you want to see how the country will run under Democrat rule, you heard me rule, then look at California. Look at all the beautiful stuff that's happening here. Not. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
On gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance.
insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe McGee, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. You know, I say this all the time. It's almost like day after day, actually, frankly, hour after hour, minute after minute, when I talk about California politics, I can't tell you how many of you guys will say to me, you know, that can't be true. That can't be right. That really doesn't happen. Well, guess what? It does all the time. But I'm not the expert in this thing. I know somebody who follows it really closely. He has been for years. Stephen Frank joins me. He is, and Steve has a publication called the California Political News and Views. He's also what I would call a Republican strategist here in the state of California, and he has had his finger on the pulse of politics here for many, many, many years. Steve, thanks for joining me.
Joe, always glad to be with you.
So let's just get down to it, and let's just have some fun with the most ludicrous thing the governor came down with just a few days ago when he said, hey, look, we're going to go all electric, basically. Your cars are going to be electric. Your homes are going to be totally electric. Your garden tools are going to be totally electric because we're going to save the planet. Oh, and by the way, 2 days later, please don't plug your car in because we can't handle it. We've got a long way to go to do this, don't we?
Well, we do, but he did provide an alternative to your car. Since you won't be able to have a gas-powered car, and you can't charge your electric vehicle, he has come up for an alternative. So your good folks in Newhall and Saugus and Valencia will be able to get around with a taxpayer-incentivized e-bike. They will help you buy an e-bike. So you could run around to the grocery store, to work, to school, to visit Grandma in Palmdale. It's just a great opportunity for you to get the wind in your face.
I love it. This is hilarious. So how are we going to charge the bike, Steve?
That's a minor detail. They're small bikes as compared to that. And, you know, you talked a moment ago about the all-electric houses. He also signed a bill that will help you in that. Now, I live in a home that's 3,200 square feet. Some people have homes 1,500, 1,600 square feet. He signed a bill for several hundred million dollars that includes several hundred million dollars for tiny homes. Homes that are under 600 square feet and most around 400 square feet. So if you think that your home is too big and you can't afford the electricity or there's not enough water or electricity for your home, you can now live in a tiny home with the state of California help you purchase that.
Oh my God, I love it. I love the stuff that they come up with. I just love to no end. Now, again, I joke that I live in North Venezuela here in my neck of the woods because we lose power on a regular basis, sometimes for a few minutes, sometimes for a few hours. Even one time in the last 12 months, we lost it for 3 whole days. On top of that, internet can be scarce and sparse at times. I thought we were in the U.S. I thought we were in a country that these resources were available to everybody. These services were available to everybody, but I guess not.
Well, actually, when you talk about the internet, he also signed another bill to bring the internet and broadband internet to the rural areas of the state. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is the Santa Clarita Valley doesn't qualify as rural area, so you continue to have this problem. But they always have a solution for these things, but unfortunately, they don't work.
No, you're exactly right. Look, they just went through, I don't even know what to call it. I mean, they do it every year when they come up almost on the end of the legislative year. They start passing bills like crazy. And they pass a whole bunch of bills that really, really don't help California as a whole, do they? Go through some of the more crazy ones.
Well, I know that you are a member of the school board, and you do this this radio show, and I will presume you're a very good reader.
Yes.
I will presume that. But could you read 700 bills from 10 pages to 300 pages in 1 week? That's what they did this last week before they adjourned. They had 700 bills to consider and that they went through. A couple of 300 actually passed. But they don't allow anybody to think. What really occurs in the legislature is every morning and during the day you get updates. If you're a legislator, your caucus will give you the bills that they think are going to come up and tell you how to vote on it, yay or nay. And maybe you have a staff person that says, hey, this doesn't fit our district or something like that. But basically, they're just voting based on the legislative caucus's recommendations, and they don't even think about it. Yes, they stay up to 2 or 3 in the morning to do this sort of work, but they're just pretending.
Oh, I agree with you. Look, you brought up the fact that I'm a school board member, and a lot of my listeners know that. One of the things I brought up recently that floored someone was, California doesn't have an exit exam anymore for high schools. So we don't really know what they know when they graduate. We don't know where they're at yet. you know, remedial reading or remedial English and math, 60% of our kids leaving some of these high schools, when they get to college, they have to take a remedial reading or math class. It's ridiculous.
No, they can't. No, no. Joe, no. He signed a bill this past week that gets rid of remedial education classes at community colleges starting next year. So they can't even get remedial education in the community colleges. I mean, he had a bill for everything.
Oh, I know. Listen, I was telling somebody who didn't believe me that this new, quote-unquote, fast food workers bill, and basically you're going to have a bunch of people, I don't know if they're going to be fast food workers, but I doubt it, knowing him, they're going to sit down, they're going to dictate, they're going to do this communist dictation to dictate to these businesses on how you're going to run your business, how many hours you're going to operate, how many hours that somebody can work, the working conditions for that somebody, what they're going to be paid. I'm going, well, who owns the business at that point?
Well, you missed the major point. You're talking about the effect on the businesses. What you missed was the fine print in the bill that allows the state to say to 556,000 fast food workers, oh, by the way, if you want to work at a burger joint or fill taco shells, you also have to pay a bribe to a union, otherwise you don't get to work. So while they may get paid a little bit more money and the government will control the business, these people are also controlled by the union. So if the union doesn't like a local coffee joint and wants to close it down, the union will tell these workers, these 18, 16, and 20-year-old kids, oh, you can't go to work. You have to hold a picket sign.
Unreal. People don't realize, they really don't understand what we go through in this state. And one of the things I was talking about, too, when you talk about the intrusion of government into businesses, even at the corporate level, they were dictating how many women you had to have in a corporate board, the color, you know, what your color makeup had to be on the board. We got to go for a quick break. You know how capitalism works, Steve. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far.
You got
a lot more with Steve Frank when we return.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip. Or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president of the Cleveland Fed Reserve says interest rates should be above 4%. Loretta Mester telling MNI Market News rates should stay at that level once it's reached early next year. The Fed has been steadily raising rates in a bid to fight inflation that hasn't been seen in decades. The FBI says there's a possibility of increased cyber attacks against schools. The Bureau is saying the attacks could coincide with the new school year. They add smaller school districts are the most vulnerable. Ukraine is considering shutting down a nuclear plant due to its crumbling security situation. The country's chief state inspector for nuclear and radiation safety said if conditions require the plant to shut down, it'll stop operation of the plant. It's the largest nuclear plant in all of Europe. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mattini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Like I said, head up to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell is really working overtime to try to make it easier on us conservative commentators to make a few bucks online. Use promo code Joe. I am telling you, you'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. You get product that's made in this country. You keep Americans working, and you keep your tax dollars. Well, tax dollars end up all over the place, but you keep your money here. You keep people in this country working, and you support a guy like Mike Lindell who's supporting things that you stand for, that you stand behind. So, you know, get it together and figure it out. Steve Wright joins me. He's political activist, a Republican strategist, you know, again, your publication, Steve, how do people see it? How do they sign up for it?
They could get it two ways. Best way to do it is to go to www.capoliticalreview.com, and on the right side of the front page, there's a spot to put your email address. Put your email address in, and hit the word subscribe. It's free, and you'll get it in your mailbox and on your email at 3 a.m. every morning, 6 days a week. Or you just go to California Political Review, and on the masthead, there's the words California Political News, and you can see it on the website directly.
You know, it, even if you don't live in California, it's great for entertainment purposes, because most of it you're going to read and you're going to think this is The Onion based on what's going on here in California. Because I'm telling you, even my friends back east that I talk to about this stuff, they just don't believe that this stuff is really happening in this country. Well, in this state, for instance. So it's just, again, it's just nuts. But I want to go through some of the assembly bills again, because I'm telling you, people do not believe this stuff is going down, and they don't believe truly what effect it has on us, you know. I like 2223, right? It would protect, I like this part, Steve, pregnant people. So now apparently we're not protecting women anymore. We're protecting pregnant people from criminal or civil penalties following a stillbirth, miscarriage, or self-induced abortion. I didn't know that this was an issue. Did we have a high rate of women being prosecuted for stillbirths or miscarriages?
Actually, in the state of California, zero, and that's over a 20-year period. I haven't gone back further than 20 years.
Okay. No, and I like this one, too. It would prevent California law enforcement from arresting anyone involved in an abortion or cooperating with an out-of-state investigation and procedures performed in the state. And what I find interesting about this is a couple of bills here where he is totally, or the lawmakers are totally ignoring, you know, federal law that requires states to work with each other, especially with moratorium issues and that kind of thing. They really see themselves almost as their own country, don't they?
Well, here's the problem with that bill. So let's say you know somebody in Nebraska who raped a young girl, and she gets pregnant. Under this law, he could take her from Nebraska to the local Planned Parenthood in the San Fernando Valley, and they will not report the rape, even though the girl's only 14, and they will allow him to get away with it. And that's, and everybody knows that because everybody's watching what California is doing, and all these criminals know it because they know this is the place, if they're going to be a career criminal, this is Mecca for them, because they know they, even if they get caught, they could cry racism and they'll get let off.
Yep. Yep. You know, remember when the original Roe versus Wade ruling came down, it was so that there would be safe abortions, that women didn't have to go to back alleys and all that. And now with the Senate bill here in California, it would allow nurse practices to perform abortions without physician supervision. So now, is that so safe? I thought we wanted doctors to do this. I thought we wanted them to do it in a hospital setting. That's what we were told. And look at where we're at right now.
Well, the next step, of course, is that nurse goes into the girl's bedroom and does it in the girl's bedroom, because nothing will stop them once this bill is signed, which it will be.
Yeah, this is just amazing. And then I don't know if you're familiar with this one, the Senate Constitutional Amendment that would repeal a portion of the California Constitution that requires local voters, that requires we the people to decide whether to allow public housing complexes in their community. So they're going to take a right away from the people to vote for whether they want, you know, dense housing in their communities. This is just, I hope we're going to challenge some of these.
But we already have, even without that, that's just a portion of the problem. It's already the law. And in Simi Valley, where I live, we had this problem. There was a 278-unit apartment house to be built in a terrible location. The city council, by a 5-0 vote, said no, it's the wrong location for something that size. And the attorney general of the state of California, and it was Xavier Becerra, who is now the secretary of HHS, he sent a letter to the mayor and the city council: if you don't reverse your vote, we will sue you. And he has those letters out to cities all over the state saying, if you don't do what we tell you. And so literally, the people of Simi Valley now, if we want to protest a new housing project, we don't go to City Hall on Tapo Street. We have to go to Sacramento and L Street to protest.
Wow.
And those people there have never been to Simi Valley. They have no idea what we're talking about when we say that's the wrong location.
Yeah, no, they're taking more and more power. I mean, from an education standpoint, the school boards, people think that we have so much power. We don't. 85% of what we do, we're rubber stamping what the state has told us to do. We're simply saying, yes, yes, daddy, we did what you told us to do. We don't have the kind of power that people think what we have. So what was the other one I was going to hear? Oh,
right.
Yeah.
And when
go ahead.
And when you come down to textbooks, they tell you which textbooks you're allowed to in the classroom. You can't go outside of their recommended list.
Nope. I like this one. Assembly Bill 2098 will prohibit medical officials from sharing misinformation about COVID-19 or vaccines, designating it unprofessional conduct, which means they can pull licenses from these doctors. And who decides what misinformation is?
Well, I'll challenge you on this one, Joe. I support this bill because this way we can take the licenses away from every public health director in the state who lied to us about social distancing, masks, vaccines, and lockdowns that closed our churches and our schools. I think we can use this as conservatives to show how these people gave misinformation, knowing it was misinformation, and that would just melt them down when we start bringing complaints about their doctors and their health officials who are medical doctors, and that they lied to us.
Well, if you can get that done that way, I don't trust these guys with anything anymore. I know some of the names of these bills, some of the titles, you have to get in them, you have to understand. Most people don't know. Again, we're nationwide. So Senator Scott Wiener is a Democrat out of San Francisco. The only bills that this sicko seems to be able to put forward are bills that have to do about sex ed or gender issues and that kind of thing, even to the point now where he wanted to allow up to 15-year-olds to get vaccines without parental consent, without even letting them know. And he called the ones who said, look, a 15-year-old doesn't have a right to make their own medical decisions. They don't know what they're allergic to and not allergic to. They shouldn't be allowed to do this. He called them anti-vaxxers. He's a pretty far-out legislator, is he not?
Well, you probably forget his first bill in the legislature many years ago. He had a bill that said if you have tens of thousands of pedophile photos on a flash drive, you can only be charged with one crime for one photo.
Yeah, I remember that.
happily that bill got defeated. But wait a minute.
It was asinine that they were actually even discussing that in chambers about what constituted multiple pedophilia pictures. I don't even know. I mean, how do you discuss that? It's just amazing to me. That's all. Let me see. There's a couple of them I just didn't get, really didn't understand where they were going, and I don't trust them, which is those whole bills that have to do with online platforms of targeting children. Well, really? Are you going to stop the sexually oriented sites who target children? Are they going to do that one, too? Probably not. Anyway, Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Mateen, your host. That was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Let me bring him back on. Stephen Frank joins me. He's a political activist, Republican strategist, and check out his publication, capoliticalreview.com. All one word. I should have to tell you that anymore. capoliticalreview.com. Steve, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time.
Glad to be with you.
All right. So let's, you know, we're talking about some of the crazy bills that went through the legislation here at in the state of California. And you have things you... I don't know where all this money is coming from or what have you, but we've got another assembly bill that says they provide unemployment insurance benefits to workers who are not currently eligible due to their immigration status. Can you break that down in simple English for me, Stephen?
They're trying to pay off illegal aliens so they can live comfortably in this country. Under the federal law, it says that you do anything to encourage or support an illegal alien, it is a federal felony. Literally, voting for that bill was a federal felony, and if the governor signs it, he is a federal felon for signing the bill, and the state of California is going to make all of us felons for giving money to people who are here who are criminals from foreign countries. And we don't know what crimes they committed. We certainly don't know if they've ever had a COVID or what other disease they may have, because it doesn't matter anymore. You can have a tennis player from Europe not be able to play at the U.S. Tennis Open in New York, but if he had snuck in to OK Mesa down in San Diego, he could have taken a flight from San Diego to New York and played in the tennis tournament.
Yep. Yeah, no, you're exactly right. It's always amazing to me. And you know what? You start talking about the making us federal criminals here. Newsom has done this all along. It's amazing how California, the way they act on things. So they're going to put I call them shoot-up booths there in San Francisco where people could shoot up drugs in a safe way where, you know, they wouldn't have people gawking at them. They could be in a little booth or what have you. I'm thinking, wait a minute. It's still the drug that you're helping them with is still illegal. It's a federal offense to have those drugs. I have friends that have told me stories down in San Diego where, for those of you who don't know, just above, well, about 8 miles north of the border between California and Mexico, they have a federal checkpoint. So they randomly check cars to see, you know, make sure they don't have illegals in there and that kind of stuff. They were taking packages of pot, of dope, away from California residents. And they're screaming, wait a minute, that's legal in this state. And the federal officer said, yeah, it's still illegal in this country, though. And they would take it away from them. And it's like these guys really believe that they're above the law.
Oh, absolutely. But I got some good news for you.
I
did a story a couple of days ago in my newsletter. There's a couple that used to live in San Francisco area who now have moved to Florida who donated $5,000 to Ron DeSantis for governor. And that couple are the in-laws of Gavin Newsom. His wife's parents are Ron DeSantis supporters. They left a slave state, a socialist state, California, for a free state, while their son-in-law was killing the economy here, stopping education for all the kids, except for his own, of course, and closing churches. And they had enough of that, and they wanted freedom. And they got 3,000 miles away from their son-in-law so they could have freedom, and now they're donating money to Ron DeSantis.
I love the fact that Newsom's running around telling you to get out of those states where your rights are being squelched. And I'm thinking to myself, how much dope do you have to smoke to look yourself in the mirror as you're saying that and actually believe it's true? He really believes that this is one of the freest states in the nation, and that Texas and Florida, pretty much based on two issues, are freer than anywhere else.
Absolutely. Absolutely. California is a slave state. And it's interesting. I think the problem is the legalization of marijuana. There are too many people who are smoking it, and they just don't care anymore. They're just too mellow, and they don't realize their freedoms have been taken away from them. That's really what it's about. And then you have San Francisco, which has told the state of California, the federal government, it doesn't matter. We're going to have nurses watch you use cocaine and heroin and meth and other drugs, and we're going to watch you die. And that's their version of population control. They want to kill off the druggies.
Yeah, I was going to say to you, this is just ridiculous how they're doing this. And I saw videos, I'm sure you got some of them too, of people that are actually dying after shooting up in some of these places. Right? You got nurses, you got whatever.
That's right.
It's not helping.
No, it's not helping, but worse, it's government condone. I call it assisted suicide, and the one assisting is government. And that's just, first of all, it's illegal. It's certainly immoral, and our tax dollars are going to this type of action. But it's not surprising when you have schools where teachers are grooming kids from kindergarten up to be sexual animals, when you have middle school teachers telling white kids that they're inferior and the oppressor and they should be ashamed of themselves and get up in front of class and say, I am an oppressor. I mean, when Newsom and Biden and these other people say, we have a mental health problem in this country, of course we do. Because we have people telling folks that they're bad because of their DNA. We're telling people that unless they're sexual, you're bad. And unless you agree to have a girl take a shower watched by a bunch of boys who are pretending for the day to be girls, you're a misogynist. And so, yeah, we have mental problems in this country, but the mental problems are coming from the left. The same people that want us to denounce the what happened on January 6th had no problems with dozens of people being murdered, billions of dollars of property being destroyed in the summer of 2020. And in fact, the Vice President of the United States used her funds to help bail out the rioters.
Yeah, people are asking me, how is it that these DAs will not, do their jobs in these big cities? Now, I don't know what's happened in San Francisco. I know that one DA was voted out, a new one was appointed. I don't know if she's doing any good or doing her job. Haven't heard much. But in L.A., crime is through the roof. And this whole thing with Gascon, I mean, you talk about ruining people's, attitudes of wanting to get involved. I say it all the time. And here you have a company that should have made this happen, should have checked the signatures, should have known what was going on. What's your take on that?
Well, there's a lawsuit. There's several lawsuits now involved with that. I'm not quite sure what the problem was, but I do know that the people who run it ran it into the ground. They didn't know what they're doing, and there's only one thing they had to do. I've been involved with dozens of petition campaigns over the years,
yep.
And one thing that you learn is that when you collect signatures, you then have a company do what they call a verification of the signatures. They refuse to do the verification. So when they were telling us they had 100, 200, 400,000 signatures, they really didn't know what they had.
Nope.
Because they didn't verify the signatures. I was deeply involved with the recall of the Newsom campaign from the very beginning, and one of the first things I insisted on, as did others, that they hire a firm, which they did out of the Central Valley, to do the verification. So they had, on a daily basis, a knowledge of how many good signatures they had for the recall of Newsom. And they kept pushing it, but they knew what they had when they submitted it. Gascon, it was Keystone Cop time.
Yeah, it was really interesting. In the area that I live in, there's about 300,000 people, and crime has gone up here as well. And a lot of it is attributed to Gascon not charging these criminals. And I had suggested to that particular group, you only have one table that's moving around on weekends only. We're too big for that. You need to have three or four tables, and they refused to do it. So I got somebody else to get involved and get engaged. We had three or four tables, and they were cranking away at that point. But to your point, we don't know whether people really lived here or didn't live here. We don't know if those were really the people, the names that they were putting down, and whether they had signed it somewhere else. That was the other thing. I heard people saying, have you signed a Gascon issue? And somebody would say, well, I think I did. I'm not quite sure, but I think I did one last week. All right, we'll sign it again. Not the way to do it. Should not have been the way that the whole thing went down. SB 1137, it says, create a buffer zone of 3,200 feet between new oil and gas wells and homes, schools, and hospitals. It would also require existing oil and gas wells within the health protection zone to meet certain health, safety, environment requirements. Now, this is great and wonderful. However, pedophiles now can live pretty much across the street from a school. That's okay.
And actually, with another bill that was signed, if they were a pedophile out on probation for 2 years or more, their record is cleaned up, and they could get a job as a teacher's aide in that school, and they're not, and the school district is not allowed to go back in their record to see if they were ever arrested for anything. But so it's worse than living across the street. They could be in the school.
You're killing me. All right, listen. Got to tell people more how to get information, read your writings, and get access to your newsletter.
all the stuff we talked about can be found on capoliticalreview.com and California Political News and Views.
All right, Steve. Been a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. We'll have you on more often because you can't pay for this kind of entertainment. So, to your health, people, have a great rest of the day. God bless. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.
Looking forward to it.